A local man has been convicted of assault bodily harm against a security guard relating to an incident at Barry City Hall in November 2023. Michael Catania, 50, a self-described eccentric who is also widely known by his nickname, Ginger Mike, pushed Richard Woodcock as the security guard was attempting to stall Catania's exit from the rotunda area of the Collier Street building, court heard Thursday. According to his evidence, Woodcock suffered a broken wrist and C2 vertebrae fracture as a direct result of the assault. It was 12 weeks of hell, Woodcock testified of his three-month recovery from the broken vertebrae. Woodcock told court that his wrist took about half that time to heal. He said he continues to work as a security guard, but no longer at City Hall. Catania had twice been trespassed, a week earlier by Woodcock during previous visits to City Hall, which effectively meant he was barred from returning to the premises. "I wanted the police to see that he was caught red-handed, trespassing again," Woodcock said from the stand, explaining why he partially blocked Catania from leaving the building on the third visit. Woodcock said his intention was to have the police deal with Catania, given the two previous encounters had had little effect for Catania to obey the trespassing order. A few moments earlier, Woodcock escorted Catania from the outer office of Barry Mayor Alex Nuttall. The encounter escalated as the two men moved toward the rotunda exit before Woodcock was knocked over, court heard. Video captured most of both encounters, save for a brief period when Catania was being escorted downstairs and on the way to the rotunda area. The trial centered on whether Catania had a reasonable belief and right to defend himself while Woodcock blocked his exit in the hopes that police would arrive. The Crown maintained that the security guard's actions were reasonable, especially since one of Catania's earlier visits involved bringing what Woodcock thought was a weapon. Catania maintained that it was a modified ice scraper he had found that day. The explanation seemed plausible at first, but November is early to require an ice scraper, especially when Catania attempted to further explain its use was due to his desire to swim in ice-cold water that was still weeks away from forming. "The video tells the story, and I'm satisfied beyond a reasonable doubt, to find Catania guilty as charged," said Ontario Court Justice N.O. Myers. In that video, which had no audio, Catania clearly bowled over Woodcock. But it was also clear that the security guard was blocking the exit, and there was a moment when Catania appeared to hesitate before striking out. According to his evidence, Catania fled the scene to the nearby David Busby Center on Mulcaster Street out of fear of the looming police presence. "It was an unfortunate collision," Catania said from the stand. "It's unfortunate that Richard and I are, now, dealing with this." In the Judge Alone trial, Myers clearly had an entirely different take on the encounter. "The attack at the door was sudden and violent," said the judge. "The force was intentional." Catania, who has no criminal record, is expected to be back in court today to set a date for sentencing. He also has two other court dates later this spring relating to charges in two separate incidents not related to the City Hall incident.